All right, we're back. Build 2014. Very happy to have Stephen Guggenheimer with me.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good.
Great job on the keynote today.
Thanks. I'm still on that little bit of a high before I just completely crash.
All right, well, let's ride that. So let's talk a little bit about, what's some of the, from last year, you were on Channel 9. Let's talk about where we are now versus then.
No, I think there's two things. Last year, in a lot of ways, we wanted to say, we're listening. Because I think developers weren't sure if we were really listening to what they were saying. And there were two conversations in that. For folks who were, mobile first, cloud first, we need to talk about what we're doing in that world. But also, there's a lot of .NET developers and Win32 developers and Microsoft developers that I don't think we were doing a good job talking to. So last year was basically, let's make sure we do a great job on that. This year, a whole nother level of fidelity. Let's talk about app type. And so one of the things we tried to show today was different types of apps. A lot of business applications, social applications, game applications, and then different tool chains. Native code, managed code, web code. Pick your app type and your tool chain or your languages underneath that. Mm-hmm. And we want to support you across the things that they care about. And so I think we really tried to address that and sort of bring that conversation forward that we're listening and we're acting. And we're going to work with you sort of the way you work and not some other way.
Awesome. And of course, the way you work applied to a universal project model is wonderful. I loved your DX demo that went across phones, the Watt stuff that you did.
Yeah, I think that's one of the other things. There's two pieces. Honestly, we hear three things over and over again from developers, regardless of type or tool chain. One is, let me reuse as much of the tech, tools, whatever, skills I have. Two, in a cloud and mobile first world, how do you participate? And then three, let me reach as many devices, sockets, people as possible. And in that, there's two things. One, do a better job across Windows. And the universal project that we showed yesterday that Kevin Gallen and his guys showed, that's incredible. When I get to go out to developers now and say, hey, you can build one app and you're going to run it across phone, you're going to run it across tablets, you're going to be able to run it across PC. There's some UI work to do. There's no such thing as one thing for everything. But when you can get 90% of it done in a universal project, it's so much better than going out and saying, hey, let me talk to you about building a phone app, let me talk to you about building a Windows app, let me talk to you about building an Xbox app, and having them all be different.
That's awesome.
So making our stuff cleaner, step one. And then, how do you take it cross-platform? The Xamarin stuff that we were able to announce and show today, hey, if you're a .NET developer, that works great. Mm. The Windows templates that we showed, the web templates that we showed today, if you're a web developer, that stuff's great. Even C++, the work we did with DoodleGod, showing how you can do that as well, at least across, in that case, the Windows platform, we're doing more work to make sure across our devices and across all the other devices, we're a great partner.
Awesome. So, you mentioned there's a lot of Win32 code out there. There's a lot of line of business that run on the desktop.
Yep.
One of the great things from yesterday was showing an old line of business app that moved into the modern world in a pretty seamless and easy way.
Yep.
That's never been the case before.
No, and I think there's a couple things we tried to build on that, because I think step one is taking your existing Win32 application and taking advantage of some of the new capabilities, some of the new APIs within Windows. And that was sort of yesterday's conversation. I thought that was good. Today we extended that. Let's take that existing .NET code, that WPF application, let's connect it into the Office 365 APIs. So this is a good example. Lots of line of business applications connect into Office, they connect to other apps, and so starting to bridge those, the existing applications, into the cloud services, or in this case, the Office 365, that's a huge step forward. And then, just for fun, we took a really old VB6 app and partnering with Tom Button, remember Tom Button and his team over at Mobilize? They've got a great tool set now for taking those old applications, not just moving them forward and making them work, but actually recompositing them so they're basically a devices and services app, or a front end and a back end, running the back end in the cloud, and now I can run that app, that old VB6 app, in a web browser, on a PC, on a phone. We even showed it on an Android device today.
Amazing, man.
Cool stuff.
Very, very cool. So, we want to take your questions, and also I want to make a shout out to the 10th, this is our 10th birthday on Channel 9, we've been around for 10 years now.
Congratulations, 2 weeks ago, I saw the mail.
Yeah, so this week is our birthday week.
This is the birthday week,
right?
Congratulations,
on.
That's good stuff.
Thank you, man, thank you for supporting us.
Hey,
really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for being part of the team.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
So we're going to take questions from Niners. We have one right now from JB. Saw your demo, Googs. Does this mean Xamarin will support XAML on other platforms? The answer is no.
Yeah.
Because XAML is a specific UI stack that's bound to Windows.
Right.
Android has AXML. iOS has what iOS has. So no, there's not going to be a magic.
Xamarin will help us get cross-platform, but
it'll help
not
you get your
XAML.
Code. That's right. Got it. So Full Metal wants to know, for students who want to leverage Azure for a mobile application or website, is there any special pricing or access?
Well, there's a couple things we do. We have two programs. One of them is called BizSpark. And so if you're just getting started as a student, you think of yourself as a startup, we basically have a free offering where you can get a certain utilization of Azure just on the get-go. And
sweet.
You can use it across any of the services. So you don't, for example, have to use this much data and this, you know, this much storage, this much mobile. You can pick across all the services. Mm. And then as you grow up and become a bigger company and you use more, we still have rates for startups. So we go from free as a startup / student, and then we grow into rates so we can evolve with you and your company.
Awesome.
Or in this case, whatever project you're working on.
So speaking of free, there's this little teeny announcement made.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Sure. Yesterday, Terry talked about two things. Yeah. One on the embedded side, for the Internet of Things, and that's a lot of different things. I'm not sure exactly all of the devices we'll apply that to, but overall, we'll have an offering that's free for the Internet of Things on the embedded platform. And that's a huge deal, because there are more processors in the embedded space than mobile and phone and PC combined.
Okay.
There's over 2 billion processors, I think it's 3 billion processors out there now in a year that ship. So that's a big deal. And then the second piece of the conversation was for devices 9 inches and smaller, Windows devices, the OS will be, I'll just say, free as well on those devices. And
amazing.
That's a real interesting change. And so I know the OEM partners, I used to run the OEM business, they're going to be super excited about that. I think one of the things we wanted to communicate to developers, on PCs, there's a lot of Windows. On tablets, there's not as many Windows devices as Android or iOS. We know that. Mm-hmm. And on the phone space, there's not as many devices as Android and iOS. So if you want to help kickstart, get the OEMs to build more devices, let's remove one of the pieces of friction. And I want to highlight, we'll remove the piece of friction on the price. But the other side of what Windows does is there's enough consistency in the platform so that as developers, as you write, it works across all of the platforms, and as end users, you get the same experience. So where Android allows you to both change the experience and has a zero price point, which I think creates fragmentation, we'll go ahead and make sure that we have no friction relative to price, but we're not going to allow the fragmentation to occur so that you can have a consistent experience as an end user and as a developer. Again, you get to make sure your apps run.
Awesome, excellent. So Chris wants to know, where can I find resources for taking existing Win32 apps into the modern world?
Go to MSDN. One of the things we've been doing with MSDN is redoing that website to balance, being the front end for MSDN subscribers and the tool side of that, to making sure it's a resource for folks who build applications. And if you're a Win32 developer, there's information up there. If you're a game developer, if you're a .NET developer. So start there, and if you don't find what you want, let me know, because we'll do a better job of making it easy. I got to tell you, trying to orchestrate or organize all of the Microsoft web content and get rid of stuff that's no longer relevant, it's not super clean. So start there. If you can't find it, let us know, and we'll keep trying to make it better.
Right on. Dave Smith wants to know, when can I install that Jefferson app you showed? Try to program it myself now. Easier if they supply one.
It's a side-loaded app, so you have to get the app and then you can load on the side. It's not something you'd find in the store, that particular one, because it's a line of business application. If they decide to put it in the store, we'll have to check, but right now it's a side-loaded application. Because it's a line of business application, they sell it through a licensing model.
Right on.
So if you come offline with us, we can try and get a copy, but it's not something you'll find in the store.
Interesting. So you mentioned the Internet of Things. There was a really cool demo yesterday of running Windows on a Galileo device.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Steve Teixeira did that one.
Yeah. And the piano.
Absolutely,
went along with that. You know, look, embedded is one of my favorite spaces. This year we brought along the Akai and Newmark machines, which are our music machines. I've shown a Coke machine before, an ATM. in San Francisco, you can rent a bike. I don't know if they use our embedded there or not, but it's an embedded system that lets you swipe the credit cards. I know in some of the countries. It's used everywhere. And getting more and more system on a chip from Intel for the embedded platform, we have multiple offerings there. You can build, like that Newmark machine, that's a full 8.1 sort of high-level embedded device. It's got a rich UI on it. And then there's devices all the way down to no UI. It's a manufacturing system. It's headless. And there, go all the way back to the micro framework, which we're going to continue and go back and start improving on. We haven't done any work in a while, so Steve and his guys said they're going to pick it up and make it work a little better in the current version of Visual Studio. So embedded's a great space, both line of business and consumer. I think that's where people don't see it. We've been doing embedded devices 15, 20 years. You go to McDonald's and you buy a burger, it's probably a digital sign. You walk in the mall and you look for for a sign where to go, it's probably a embedded device.
Totally.
All your medical instrumentation, all in healthcare, the manufacturing, that's all embedded. The explosion of the consumer side, the wearables, that suddenly brought it to the public eye, and all of a sudden, holy crud, Internet of Things.
Totally. Well, ATMs, shall I say?
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a sore point with XP, but the fact is, it's everywhere. And we think of it's not Windows just because it doesn't have the UI.
That's right.
But the core of it is there.
Billions of processors per year.
Amazing.
Billions.
Amazing. Yep. So Rich wants to know, are the code samples discussed in keynotes and sessions available to download? All the cool stuff you guys show.
Most of them will be up on CodePlex. Some of them are there today. Some of them will continue to get posted. The mobile, you know, things like Mobilize.net, that's their own product, so we wouldn't show that there. But the stuff that John showed in our keynote, it'll all end up on CodePlex.
Excellent.
Yep.
And David wants to know, what was that tool that you showed to take a VB6 app to HTML5?
It's a new tool from Mobilize. Mobilize has a Mobilize.net. They have a suite of tools that allow you to take your existing code and factor it forward to basically a modern .NET application. And they just announced it today, so I don't know if it's on their site yet.
Okay.
But Tom Button or Dee Walsh, I know Dee's here. Go find him and they'll tell you.
Awesome. So Peter wants to know about yesterday's demo. Old code reused in new Windows app. Is it only for LOB apps?
No, we just use it as an example. You can use it for any applications. Mm-hmm. We use line of business, because it turns out there are hundreds of thousands of line of business applications that are still on Win32, so it's large and prevalent. But no, you can use it for any app.
And so, you know, one of the keys today was our, and Satya's been talking about this for a while, as you, the executive leadership has in general, is our sort of commitment to the open source movement.
Yep.
And the .NET Foundation was announced today in Guthrie's keynote. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I hope Soma covered that a little bit earlier. He's been closer. But look, one of the things we want to do is make sure that the community of people that work on .NET, we do a great job of supporting them and actually working with them in an open way so that we can continue to move .NET forward, and not just the Microsoft side, but get the community to support it. Mm-hmm. So the goal here is to have community support for .NET and get all the developers who work on it contribute to the growth, and I'll say how we move forward with .NET.
Excellent. So last year I remember in the keynote, again in San Francisco.
Yes, you had nice to be back here, by the way.
It is, man. You had talked about apps coming to our platform.
Yep.
And gave some names and stuff. What about today? Like, what's coming today?
We showed a bunch of stuff over the course of the day. I showed a video for GoPro. It's nice to have GoPro coming across the platform. Doodle God's been a very popular game, and my Russian guys told me to remember that one's one of the Russian games. So Doodle God 2 was announced for the first time here today. We showed Jeppesen. That's been coming along. That's more of a commercial app. I got to run through my keynote. In this case, we showed a tech preview of Flipboard. We didn't show the app. On Foursquare, we showed how we can update the app.
Nice.
The Sensoria, that app will be in the store in the future. So we mixed and matched sort of Autodesk. We announced Autodesk is coming to the platform. We announced Rollerblades coming to the platform.
Nice.
So a mixture of technology previews and some of the actual apps.
Cool, so you're starting to see momentum in the ecosystem.
You know, I always talk about the term conversations. When I started in this job, you know, year plus ago, year and a half, 2 years now, and at that time, man, the conversations were tough. You know, people were sort of leaned back, not sure. The conversations are better today. I think people are starting to see a couple things. They're starting to see Windows momentum on the phones in particular. It's not everywhere, it's not huge, but if you go outside the US, there's more than 20 markets where Windows phones now have more than 10% share. So it's starting to hit the radar, and there's about 10 of them where it's got more share than iOS. Mm. So that's starting to hit the radar in terms of just the number of devices. The second thing we've been doing is, look, we're doing a better job of, and you heard about this yesterday from Terry and team, doing a better job with the store so we can help people find apps. We're doing a better job with the services and working with mobile operators for mobile operator building so you can monetize apps. So we're getting that platform, I'll say, to the right level where people say, okay, I really want to have the conversation.
Good.
And you know, how can you help me? And then with the work we showed yesterday with the Universal Project, you now get the additive nature of not just the phones, but the tablets and the PCs for one set of work. And you can have your assets, if you sell something, you can have it work across device, you can have the consumer experience bridge. So I think the conversations are better, both from we're making momentum on the platform side, just the number of devices, and we're making it easier to work with us on those platforms.
Right on. And speaking of devices, Mr. Elop came out yesterday.
Oh, did he?
What do you think of those phones? The 930s,
I love them. You know, to be fair, he hasn't given me a chance to play with them yet, although he shows me. He does this, hey, look at these, aren't they cool?
Yeah.
And he takes them away and he sticks them in his pocket. I'm like, that's not helpful.
Come on, man.
But, you know, I love all the phones. I've been playing with the 1520 for a little while now. The thing is awesome. I've had the 1020. The new ones look great. I like the colors.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a week or two and I'll go back and steal a few.
Right on. I like that steel casing around.
Yeah, yeah,
it's really, really fine looking. So I think Andy's asking a question. I don't know if you're the right person. What does Microsoft offer for hybrid app development using HTML5? There's phone gap. Any guidance for tools? Is WinJS their solution? I mean, we'll answer this question later.
Yeah, I think on the phone gap side, I understand it. On the WinJS, they made the announcement yesterday. You had Alesh up here talking about taking that to the open source community.
Yes.
So it's an approach. It's not the only approach. PhoneGap's another approach. I think ultimately you'll decide which approach you like best. But
totally.
You should hit whoever. Anders is coming up. Go bug Anders about it.
Definitely. We'll geek out with Anders.
Yeah.
And I really love the work, by the way, for the Windows, the web app templates that have been done.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. I think we started about a year ago. The notion of, look, in particular, take B2C apps. We talked about line of business to consumer apps. Every bank, every airline, every real estate office unit has a great website today. How do you reuse those assets? So we started working on a project where we could take the website and essentially host it so you could turn it into a mobile application. Pretty, took a good set of work to do it within Visual Studio as a project that people can download, made that available on CodePlex.
Awesome.
Today we've done the advancements, we've set it up for offline work. We've set it up to take advantage of all the different capabilities in a website. Doesn't work for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain times when the security model you use or some of the code inside it doesn't work, but for a large percentage of apps, we can do a pretty good job turning that into an application that goes in the store very quickly. We can have offline capability now, taking advantage of local storage. So it's a good tool.
And then
that's on CodePlex.
And being able to take advantage of some of the underlying platform's capabilities.
Yep.
So that it's not just a web page running as an app.
That's right.
Right
and
on.
And that's some of the work we've been doing.
So Tim is saying there's so much new technology coming out of MS. Which areas should we focus on to provide the best career opportunities in the coming years?
Wow, that's one of those things where I wish I had that crystal ball. look, if there's nothing else, the number of requests I get from partners for developers who know our platforms is off the chart. So I don't really care whether it's, hey, I write Win applications, for store-based applications, Win32 applications, Azure. I can't answer the questions fast enough of where can I find developers, that know the platform, that are for hire, that are willing to move to wherever they're willing to move, and a couple other things. So that's the place. Pick the platform, get great at it, and I don't think you have much problem.
Beautiful. And on that note, thank you, Steve.
Ready to go? All right. Thank you. Always
great to talk
pleasure.
To you, man.
Yeah,
great job today.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Right on.
All right, take care.
Cheers.